Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the It Just Works podcast. Today's episode brings back one of our favorite guests, my brother, the casual gamer, Eric.
How you doing? Am I a favorite guest, Ryan? Am I really a favorite guest?
I said one of our favorites.
Oh. Not a favorite.
Not the favorite.
Oh, that's shit.
I would say you're probably everyone's favorite. Of the feedback that I get, you know, Joe was saying, too, that he checked out our music and movie episode to end the year. A couple months ago, he said it was pretty good. So, you know,
well, that's good. Shout out, Joe.
The feedback, you know, for you has been pretty good.
Well, that's cool. You know, it's nice to just jump on here every 2 months and just see how you're doing, how life's going.
You know, it was really exciting. I appreciate it. It was exciting when he texted me. I was like, I wasn't even going to do one today. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Just like I also wasn't going to get on the treadmill. And then, you know, mom walks in the room because I did laundry and I had the basket in here. And she was like, you should hop on it. Like, just get it done. Like, you go in there, listen to your music, and just knock it out. And I'm so glad that I listened to her, man. I appreciate her quick little words of advice because it felt fucking good to hop on it. Did almost 2 miles on it. And it felt great, man. It's a great way to start the day. Yeah. Really, it makes you wonder why I just don't stick to it, because every single time I get off of it, I just feel good.
Well, then do 2 miles a day.
Yeah, so that shit's kind of funny. But just,
you know,
like,
it takes 3 weeks, 21 days to create a habit, Ryan. So if you could make it 21 days from now,
I don't know if I believe that, because I'm not refuting it, but for me, I don't know if that's true, because in 2022, I worked out for a whole month straight. Like, I have it cataloged, and it didn't do anything. Like, I didn't stick to it.
You didn't want it bad enough then?
You know what? I guess I like living in misery, which is, you know, just the whole weird aspect of my life when it comes to the small things around me. Like, even my room, like why?
I think a lot of people like living in misery.
I don't know why, though. Like, I really, excuse me, I really don't like it. I know, like, to fix the things around me and fix the things about me would just be consistent and, like, just do it, you know, like, just shut up and do it. And, like, I'm not even asking for a pity party either. So it really makes you wonder, as far as I go, like, what, excuse me, my issue is. But again, you know, I appreciate you texting me. Like I said, I wasn't going to do a podcast. I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll just promote the last week's again, you know, like a whole week. But there is, you know, today is Mario Day, March 10th, which is pretty cool. They honestly did show a few little things in a 2 minute trailer that, you know, get you excited for the character.
It's also Geepa's birthday.
It is also Geepa's birthday. He would have been, I think, 77. No, he would have been 80 today, maybe 81. 80? No, I'm sorry. He would have been 83.
Really?
Yeah, he was only a year younger than Nana.
Okay.
83. God damn. Shout out to Geepa. I miss him every single day, man. Good dude. Good dude.
Yeah.
Every time I eat In-N-Out, I'm like making him proud.
Yeah. Maybe little not things. Maybe. Little triggers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, that's why I wanted to go see Airplane, you know, when we went last month or whatever, because he really enjoyed watching that film. He loved how stupid it was. God damn. So that's why.
Some water, dude.
I know. I got some right here. But yeah, so I appreciate you texting. It was cool.
Thanks for having me on, Ryan. It's only been about 3 months. So
it hasn't been 3 months.
You just have frogs on. A bunch of frogs are on the pod.
A bunch of frogs hopping around. Frogs Yeti. Yeah. Shout out to Steven. What you been up to, man?
You know what, Ryan? I've been up to traveling the world in the last month and getting stuck because of weather delays and lightning strikes to airplanes and, you know, stuff like that. Nothing major.
And what are your thoughts on having to travel that much? How is it impacting
you know what?
You so
I will
far,
say right now, it's not great. I don't mind the travel, but I do see the children and Britain and kind of her. She's taking it with stride, but, you know, it's a struggle. It's not easy, especially when your partner does more than you, maybe more than normal, not more than she sees or more than she expects, but, you know, we really split everything 50-50. So if she's doing 50% and then I drop off and so now she's doing 100%, that's a lot. So,
yeah.
So yeah, I see the struggles. So I'm going to try to slow it down for the rest of March, hopefully, please God. But I have a bad feeling that April will take off just as February, the end of February did, you know, because I was in, you know, February, I was in Arizona for a week, came back for 2 days, flew out on a red eye, basically midnight, or well, basically Monday morning. So I literally had like 48 hours at home, flew out on a red eye, went to Chicago for about 4 days, came back, was home for about a week and a half, and then left again for another 7 days total. Tried to get home earlier, but weather delays and flights and whatnot sent me to a different path. So, you know, what's that? Basically 4 out of 3 weeks I've been gone, or 2.5 weeks total out of the last 4 weeks. So, you know, it's a lot. But like I said, I don't mind the travel. I enjoy working with the other guys I've been working with and taking care of business out there. But, you know, it's a little much right now.
But isn't the whole point of you traveling too is to make sure everyone's like dialed in too, so you can, if you know, hopefully someday.
So yeah, when I got a promotion, it was like, okay, well now you're covering all these guys, and I don't really know those guys or work with those guys, so that's part of it. Yeah. So it's really just getting to know and see what is needed and training and stuff like that, and really in helping with these giant projects. We had two projects in Missouri, Kansas City, and Wichita, and they're like huge, 800 pound towers at least. I mean, that's what the pallet said. So, I mean, just stupid. Like a 6 foot pipe. Well, it was about the same size as me with a, like, I don't even know how many pounds flange on one end. It's just, I couldn't even pick those up myself. So, it's, yeah, it's interesting. But, we got it done, and then I got on a plane, and then, well, didn't get on a plane. The plane I was trying to get onto was struck by lightning. So they're like, yeah, we need to check this plane, supposedly. Supposedly it was struck by lightning. I don't know. Plus, there was, like I said, weather delays, so it was like everything was just falling apart. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. I do see, the good thing about it is I get to definitely see different parts of the country, and being California born and raised, it's like kind of starting to lean back over to the California side. I think California gets a bad rap, dude. Really?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just our financial situation and our political situation.
It's not even that. I'm not even talking about that. I mean, they think that, I feel like a lot of people think that Californians are, you know, I don't even know what you want to call it, like prissy, lazy motherfuckers, but I go to these other places and I'm, you know, working twice, three times as hard as some of these other guys, getting up earlier, working later. Like, so, it, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I always feel like that's always been a thing where it's like people are, I don't know, just little things here and there that you hear, or whether it's, you know, TV or social media or whatever, talking or these little things. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
So, yeah.
So yeah, I'm leaning a little bit more towards like staying in California. More than
I think
more than I ever have been.
I think everyone has like a bad rep, or like idea of what California is, And you know, we're full of the same shit. We got shitty traffic, we have shitty financial situations.
Well, and that's yeah, and
Our
that's what always been one of my
social.
biggest things is traffic. And you go to Arizona, the 10's screwed. You go to Texas, I mean, Texas was, I mean, the weather was a problem, but I mean, really, it was just rain, and still, it was fucked. And then even Chicago is freaking just packed, people, you know. So it's interesting when you see these other places.
You know what it is, though? I think when it comes to like what people their perception of California is, they just think of LA. They don't
Yeah.
realize that, you know, LA County, San Bernardino County, and Riverside County are all in the top 10 counties of the entire country. Well,
Yeah.
we're that's all like an hour and a half around each other, you know, like
Yeah.
all within a scale. And so when you put those into consideration, you know, it's like, yeah, we're one of the biggest, we're one of the biggest states there is in terms of diversity too, of like environment. Like you can go from the desert to the beach to the fucking to the mountains to the fucking woods. I
Well, and that's
mean,
the thing, man. You know, you travel these other places and the shit ain't there, you know,
I
and just and nothing. Like when
wouldn't
the
mind.
drive between Kansas City and Wichita is 3 hours, and it is a literal, it's nothing, just hills, and they're not even really hills. It's like mostly flat.
Kind of like when we went from Bend, Oregon to
Yes,
Washington,
yes,
where it was the most
yes,
boring drive ever.
yes, 100%.
God, I hated it. I'm not ready to do it again.
Are you gonna
Just
end up doing
kidding.
it or what?
Yeah,
Just
I really want
fly.
to.
Just
I
fly.
want to do a road trip though. Like I
Just
want to
fly.
drive. Why is it?
Because it's gonna take you 2 hours. 2 hours to get from Ontario to Spokane. 2 hours. And probably 300, $400. It's gonna cost you how much to just rent a car. And you probably won't get a hotel, but.
I wasn't planning on renting. I was just going to take my car.
Okay. Well. Either okay, well, how much you can spend in gas? Just saying. Just
A
when you look at
lot.
the options, you know, you could always rent a car in Spokane for a couple of days. It's probably cheaper out there anyway. Gas
Yeah.
is definitely cheaper. That way you're not consistently utilizing Alex.
Yeah.
I'm
I
just
don't know.
saying.
I like the idea of a road trip,
Hey,
though. I
time
want to
is
go.
money.
And I got time.
What did you figure out when you're going?
I don't know, but it probably will be in the
Okay.
summer.
Okay.
Oh, I see
Well,
what
it'll
you're
be fun
saying.
either way. It'll be fun either way. It was fun when we went. So
It'll
if
be
you.
before or after you come back from the
Before or
cruise.
after? Why don't you
Yeah.
do it after so I can go with you?
There you go. I'll just do it after. But I can drive a lot farther than I used to. I don't, which is crazy because there is an article on it about drowsy drivers in California. I don't get drowsy anymore when I drive.
Me
So,
neither, dude.
I think I know what it is, which we'll find out when I get it. But I think it's the window tent. I think it made me tired because I had limo tent and I was just so comfortable in like the cold air as
Oh.
well that I think it made me drowsy because it still was like nighttime or like it was just so dark. But I'm still
You
going to
really think
commit
that
to
was
it.
it?
Well, ever since, no, maybe not. I don't know. I don't do that stuff anymore. 'Cause that used to be pretty scary, man. I'm pretty sure it's worse than drunk driving.
It is, trust me.
Yeah. So, I'm
I've done
very
both,
excited.
and it's not, I mean, I don't think there's a comparison.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I wouldn't have been able to do it like the whole drive, but the fact that I was legitimately like potentially willing to drive out just to get you this weekend made me feel pretty good. Like I was ready to go. Like all I would have had to do is just, you know, get some clothes and we're good to go.
Dude,
So,
I almost was gonna, well, I tried to rent a car. And
yeah, that's
the
what you're saying.
lines, people were crazy. Yeah. Like I said, there was like supposedly, that's what I heard. There's 22,000 people stuck in Dallas airport, you know, the
The
vicinity.
whole, yeah.
I mean, I called 4 or 5 different hotels that were just nearby. They were all booked. So I had to go about 10 or no, about 15 minutes out, more closer to Dallas Love Field, which is kind of like the Ontario airport type. It's
Okay.
that size. I had to go all the way out there. Which again is not far, but it is not as close. So, dude, it was crazy. And even when I was leaving to finally get home on Friday, there was still a freaking line to get to talk to the American Airlines customer service. It's crazy.
Shit's wild.
I should have talked to freaking Daisy Ridley, bro.
Yeah, so you saw Daisy Ridley looking like a bum, but that's usually how
Well,
people travel.
she did look like a bum, and I believe the first time I saw her, she had a hood on, but her face was not covered at all.
Was she
And
with
I was like,
people?
I don't think so. And then I even like walked by her, turned around, and then I saw her looking at the monitor that shows you the flight, and if they're delayed or anything. And I kind of walked a little bit back, and I was gonna kind of creep around and see if I could see her face, but I didn't want to be like super creepy if it wasn't, you know? And
Yeah.
anyways, and then I ended up having to move gates because they changed my gate, and I was next to this Dallas Cowboys bar. So I was sitting at the bar and I look over and there she is again walking the other way. And this time she didn't have a hood on. And I was like, damn it. But I
Even
mean,
though,
I just would tell her like, hey, you're cool. And I'm not gonna take a picture, but I just wanna let you know.
yeah, I would have said like, "Hey, I liked you in Star Wars," and that's it.
Yeah,
Like,
which I
just even
did.
though it's kind of like a white lie, because I think they're the worst movies ever,
Well, that's the
but it's not
movie.
her fault that they're the worst
Right.
movies, you know? And you
Correct.
know, she's kind of in like the Christian Haydnson situation where if I
Yeah.
saw her, and I agree with you, I don't really like to talk to people that I see,
Yeah,
but I
that's
would
why
definitely say like, "Hey, I think you're a great actor, and you know, I'm excited to see what you do next." Like, that's it. Like,
Yeah.
you know, because it sucks that, you know, people have made her feel like dog shit since then, and then now
Yeah.
like her new film's already canceled because, you know, woman,
Which one?
her solo film,
The swimming one?
no, like a Rey solo film,
Oh, that one. That got canceled?
fuck yeah it did, because the director wouldn't shut her stupid mouth. She's like, I want to make men feel uncomfortable. This movie ain't for men. But it's like, you know, there's 78% of the moviegoers are men. So it's like, you
Well, that
know.
makes sense.
Yeah, and it's a Star Wars film. So, you know, it's really sad, man. But yeah, I think it would have been cool if you said that to her. But I get it. You know, when I see people, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. Be like, can I actually just take a picture of you so I can show my brother that I actually saw you, met you?
Yeah.
I don't need a selfie with you.
Yeah.
Is that better or worse?
I think it's worse, to be honest. I think at that point you just say like, "Hey, do you mind if we take a quick pic together?" Sure, no problem. All right, bye. I saw Marky Mark at Ralph's in Temecula once, because he lives out there, Temecula
Mark
Parkway.
Wahlberg?
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Okay.
And I wanted to say something to him, but yeah, I
Yeah.
didn't. The crowd, he's starting to get crowded,
Oh, then yeah,
like
no.
legitimately crowded. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm good."
Yeah. I don't think you are either. Well, I know you're not really like that either. Never been one to be like, oh my God, it's Mark Wahlberg or
Well,
whoever.
I would like to be like someone who's like, "Hey, man, like I love your work."
Well, yeah, and that's it.
But after my terrible encounter with Jesse from Stick to Your Guns, you know, I just, you know, and I joked about it with him the second time I saw him. But his first trade wouldn't show a chain reaction. I like completely interrupted his conversation with his
Well,
merch
then you're an
guy.
asshole.
Correct. And then he still took a picture with me, and I was just like, "I'm sorry, I'm an asshole." So ever since then, and that was literally like 10 years ago, I've, you know, just try to avoid it,
Yeah.
because I don't want to fuck it up. And
Yeah.
then it
I
gets
think.
worse when like some of my favorite comedians talk about their encounters with fans. I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
I'm just never gonna do it. Just
I just think, you know, the picture thing is obviously you got the phone in your pocket, like whatever. I think that gets played out. I'm sure they get tired of taking pictures. But I think for me, it's like if I see somebody that I really actually like or whatever, just give them a little you know, a little dap. Just like, hey, you know what? I really, like you said, like I enjoy all that you do. I appreciate you what you do. And just give them that, you know. And that's kind of it. They don't have to go
Yeah.
crazy. Like, I fucking love you. You're my favorite. Like, what if you're not my favorite? I don't want to lie to you,
But
but I do like you.
that's why it was cool that Ben was at the merch table after Thornhill, before and after,
Oh,
because it
yeah.
was like cool to like kind of fangirl with him, because he really appreciated it, you know, like when they appreciate it and you can sense that on your face, then it's more fun. But you know,
Yeah, that was cool.
I forgot what band was talking about. I think it's Architects or someone. They were like, "Yeah, I acknowledge more of the people who shit on us than the people who like us, because I hear a thousand I love yous." I think it was Tom too, Tom Segura. But he's like, "Yeah, I see a thousand I love yous, but it's the one fuck you and your shit sucks that I actually pay attention to. So yeah, I mean, I've seen Mel Gibson at Disneyland, you know, and he was with his whole family. I'm not gonna fucking like, hey Mel.
Oh yeah, that's read the fucking room,
how you talk to your ex-wife. But definitely read the room. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then like, so that was another thing too. Is like, I saw her kind of walking fast the other way. I was like, well, good thing I'm not there to stop her in the midst of her trying to get on her fucking plane, right?
Yeah.
You know, at that point, I just yelled and be like, Daisy, I'm like, yeah.
Actually, what you should have done, the whole yelling thing, you should have been like, Skywalker, and see if she like acknowledges it, because, you know, she's falsely a Skywalker.
Hey, man, you know what? They can adopt her.
You know what? You're right.
Okay, Ryan.
Even though they're all dead.
Yeah, they can. Their force ghosts can adopt them. Okay? Don't be a fucking asshole.
That's some weird shit.
That movie. Anyways, don't get started on Star Wars.
Yeah, let's not even talk about Star Wars. Shitty franchise. Although, we do have, coming out this Thursday, the Star Wars Battlefront Collection, featuring Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2 with 64-player online multiplayer.
What a good segue, Ryan.
Yeah, what a great segue.
So I want to ask you something. So, So those games were originally GameCube, correct?
No, actually never came on the GameCube. It was just
they weren't.
Nope, it was just PS2, Xbox, and PC, and then they made a PS Vita version or a PSP version, like a different, you know, whatever.
I don't know why I thought they were on. Okay, I'll never mind.
They could have ran on the GameCube. I don't know why they didn't release it on there.
Interesting.
So it's coming out for all consoles though. I'm waiting for the physical copy for the Switch, but I already pre-ordered it on my Xbox, and I was able to get a deal on it too for like $26. So, hell yeah, brother! Got it downloaded and ready to go.
So that'll be on the Switch. You can get digital. I mean,
they haven't announced physical.
Physical, okay. Well, whatever. But
they didn't. You know, it is available digital for the Switch.
Yeah, okay.
And those are like
maybe I'll get favorite it.
Star Wars games of all time.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Not bad. Yeah, they look good. I mean, they're fun games.
Yeah, I mean, they still hold up. Like, I've played it recently on my Series X because I have the original one downloaded.
Yeah.
And it's still, they both still play just fine. So the fact that we get a re-release with upgraded, you know, visuals and multiplayer, I mean, it's pretty crazy because I was literally going to start streaming it too. Like, I wanted to play it again. Uh-huh. So to get this announcement was pretty huge. And then I love that all these old Star Wars games are coming to the Switch as well. So it's been pretty sweet.
Are you still streaming?
Yeah, I stream on Twitch, but I'm actually going to, I really need to go back to TikTok. I pretty much like killed my own TikTok. Like, my posts are doing all right. Like, I actually posted the launch trailer for the Star Wars game we're talking about.
Right.
And it's got 4,500 views and like almost 400 likes and stuff. So like, my TikTok isn't dead. But I definitely like stopped getting followers because I stopped streaming, and it just seems kind of stupid for me to do that. The problem is the bandwidth of the internet wasn't happy with like me on Twitch, me on TikTok, and then playing on Xbox. So today I'm going to try to figure that out and bring both back and see if I can do them both at the same time with good connections. Because what I did was I stream on Twitch at 720p 60 frames instead of 1080p. Mm-hmm. And it completely like saved my stream. Like, it doesn't lag at all. There's no issues. It looks flawless. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, TikTok is a good place to grow and then get them to Twitch, because if I become a partner on Twitch, it's basically a part-time job.
Yeah, so but still, if you abandon it completely, if you abandon all our gods that abandoned us, it's probably not a good thing, right? Because you still have to grow it.
Well, yeah, I want to grow both.
Which is for the people that are like, oh, yeah, I can go over here and actually watch it in a platform. I mean, I guess you can do the same thing on TikTok, but
it's definitely like a more barbaric version of streaming, though.
Yeah. But you still have to get those people from TikTok to get over to Twitch.
That's kind of been the challenge, too, because there's over 700 people that followed me in the last 3 months exclusively from streaming. If I could just get all those people to Twitch. Yeah, that'd be fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already gone up 100 followers in 2 months on Twitch, so it's still doable. I'm an affiliate, so I make money on it now, but it's not a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming's been exciting. I'm part of, like, a crew where we sign up for a schedule and, like, everyone supports each other. So my streams on Twitch are really good because all of us support each other. Because
everybody's pushing.
Everyone's pushing each other. Okay. So I'll do like a
and then
6
you'll push
p.m.
back.
Slot.
Yeah. Oh, that's that one that you, the insane one. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to San. But yeah, so like, so basically you can raid someone's stream though. So if I have 12 people watching me, I can take all 12 people and just literally go to the next stream.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's why it's really cool concept, but I have streamed less because I'm not trying to like interfere on someone else's schedule. So if like one of our other friends is streaming, like I'm not trying to take those away from them. But what I am trying to do is bring back the TikTok streaming because then I can go live and that's not interfering on anyone else's.
How many monitors do you have in your room?
I have two.
You do have two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you working off of a laptop with the splitter or are you working off of
I have a capture device.
Oh, okay.
So the capture device takes it from the monitor and Xbox to the computer.
Okay, yeah.
But it has like a 0.1 millisecond like delay, so you won't even notice it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty expensive one. My whole setup's pretty expensive, but it's still not good enough. Like I still need a desktop. The desktop I need is like 3,000 or 2,000, and I don't feel like doing that.
Nice.
Yeah, but there's a guy who I recently caught going live on TikTok with just like his DS or his GameCube player playing Pokemon games, and people are just all about it, man. So it's just about catching the algorithm.
Well, you know? I mean, that could be a couple things, right? Yeah, the algorithm, right? But I'm saying for those games, I mean, especially right now, you can't play those anywhere else unless you have a emulator or you actually have the game, right?
Yeah.
There's no other way to play those. So a lot of people, either new people, younger kids that have never played them, or older people my age, older maybe you know, your age, who are like, oh yeah, I used to love playing that game, and they want to watch it and kind of remember. And then you have like the third group or just people that want to watch whatever video game you're playing. I mean, those games, that makes sense, like why those would be, especially the Gen 3 stuff. I feel like I've seen a lot of stuff. I know you always talk about it with Brian, Gen 3 being like the generation. But I've seen a lot of stuff too where I don't remember where I was watching a YouTube video or something, and that's what they were talking about, like just Gen 3, all those games, those were the games, the Emeralds, the Fire Reds, you know, everything in that gen. So
yeah,
I feel like if you're playing those.
Well, I'm trying to work against the algorithm too and like not just be a Halo person in their eyes, because that's what it is too. Like, so if I stream Pokemon, like no one shows up. Like it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah, because it shows me like views, like how many people watch it. Mm. And like Halo, I can get from 8 to 2,000 or 800 to 2,000 views. Pokemon, I can get like barely 200. So it's pretty bad. So I just had to start posting more Nintendo stuff on my Twitter or TikTok, and that will help balance it out. So like right now the Star Wars stuff has been doing really fucking good, so that's definitely going to be flooding my TikTok here soon. But the couple Nintendo things like Mario Kart or whatever have done good too. The problem is I hate editing videos, and like I hosted like a Nintendo night last Friday night, and like me and Sen were playing Mario Party. I mean, I got some really funny clips that I could have got out of it, but I just hate doing that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of that too. Having patience for it, because, you know, Mario Party clips are always fun. And then, you know, you can hear her audio too. And then you can hear my friend's audio as we're all in the Discord party, just bullshitting, just like Xbox. So
yeah,
definitely a lot of stuff to work on, but I mean, it's not getting worse, which is always like my thing with anything we do. It's still improving every day. And then I, you know, I've been having more and more people check out the podcast because, you know, I'm in these community Halo tournaments and like, oh, like what's your podcast about? So it's all feeding into each other.
And yeah, it's all relative.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I mean, it's a grind. I don't think people understand, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just me sitting at sitting at a computer desk playing video games, you know? Because that's only going to take you so far. You're not going to extend your reach. The same could be said for your podcast. I mean, at the very least, how many years have you been doing it now? 3, 4?
Podcast, I think, is 3 years.
Yeah. Maybe. So 4. At the very least, you start expanding everything. But the algorithm, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so I have to work on that. And then like Instagram's dead. And whenever I post something on Instagram, it's just awful.
don't
I
think
gotta figure
anybody's
that
on
out.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram just sucks. Fuck you, Instagram.
I see a lot more. I mean, I just like even when you're listening to like a podcast, whatever podcast, like when I'm on the, if I ever watch that, most people just talk about TikTok. They barely even talk about, Facebook or Instagram.
Whether people like it or not, TikTok does a really good job of just giving you the opportunity. They will give you a shot at finding an audience. And I just appreciate that so much because it's like there's millions of us doing the same thing and they're trying to help those millions find a crowd. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
what's better than that? Like, Facebook never did that. No, social media is doing it. So I think that's why they're trying to get rid of it too. They're trying so hard to get rid of TikTok. It's
Who's
like,
they? Because I
I
did
think
see
just like
that
the government and other
oh,
social
okay.
media are like,
Working together now.
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because like TikTok just is better than their platforms. I don't, every time someone's like, yeah, I just use Instagram, like move to TikTok. Like Brian, I keep telling him, post your vinyl shit on TikTok. You would blow the fuck up. Like you would find an audience so fast. I just don't know why he doesn't do it. There is no effort. It's probably even less effort than his fucking Instagram. And then he can
Yeah.
take
Well, I
that
think he
post and
need, yeah, I think if he does TikTok, he needs to change what he does. Like he can always have the picture, but I think he would probably need to start doing more than just the classic picture.
yeah.
I think a lot of people want to see, I mean, that's the thing is I feel like a lot of younger generation and they want to see like what you're doing. They want to watch how you're playing. They want to watch what you're playing with. They want to see what they don't have. So the same could be said for vinyl. What's your setup? How are you playing it? What's your favorite records? What's your genre? Take your pictures the way he's doing it. I feel like there's, it's more interactive, I think, too, because it's video or
Yeah.
whatever. But he doesn't want to switch over.
I think he's like me where the idea of like social media is just awful. Like I suck at it. And like some of the other people in the Halo community are like all their clips are like flashy and shit. I just don't care to have my stuff like that at all. I just post what it is and that's what it
I
is.
was gonna say, I don't know what flashy means, but I feel like yours are fine.
There's like transitions, there's
Oh,
audio
okay.
bits from something else, there's they're way too fancy. They
Oh,
have like the
okay.
medals pop up on the screen and I just feel like that's oversaturation. Like I just want to see someone do something badass, but
Yeah. I just want to see the
that's,
clip. I don't.
yeah, I don't need it. I don't know. Yeah. I mean I've talked to the people about it that do it and they're just like, yeah, no, I just like doing it. I'm like, that's fine. I'm just curious, like, what was your thought process behind this? Because to me, it's ugly as fuck. But
Interesting.
yeah, streaming is something else. It is more than people think. But whatever. It's been fun. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's definitely just like playing Xbox back in the day, met a lot of amazing people so far, and it's cool to be a part of something and can continuously try to grow it. But I definitely need to like double down on it for sure if I was to grow more with like the podcast, but
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Yeah.
At this point, the podcast kind of took like a backseat, so to speak, because it's all part of the same process if I keep growing my streaming. Like, I'd literally be able to stream reruns of like podcast episodes, like, just play the podcast. So, excuse me. But yeah, moving on real quick, we'll kind of touch on a few more things before we wrap this up. As Eric said, RIP earlier, just want to give a quick shout out to Akira Toriyama. Unfortunately, he passed away this week at the age of 68. It was on March 1st. He's the creator of Dragon Ball and many other things, but obviously Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and all that is his biggest achievement. For me, I used to love watching Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z when I'd come home from middle school. You'd be able to pop on like Cartoon Network and there would always be Dragon Ball Z playing. I love the character so much. There's a couple games I used to play, like Budokai 3, and there was like one that came out on the DS that I fucking played the hell out of. So, it's still cool to see the franchise so strong and healthy and so many huge fans just paying tribute. It's been kind of remarkable. I didn't, you know, it kind of reminds you of how big this franchise is with how many people have been, paying tribute to it and all sorts of different ways. So it's pretty cool. But Eric, did you ever happen to watch any of them at
I
all?
did not.
Okay, I couldn't remember if
I
you did
was
or
just
not.
thinking as you were talking that I probably have never watched a full episode of Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it's just badass. I don't know. Goku's just such a badass character who continues to level up and power up and reach new heights of his character as a Saiyan. So it's pretty wild. But Dragon Ball Super is the one to watch now if you ever want to check it out. Moving on, I will share the screen here so we can watch it as we talk about it. Or we could just talk about this first. How about that Halo episode, huh?
How about the series, bro? Or, I mean, the season.
I mean, I'm not into it
I'm.
like you guys are, but
Why?
because I play the games.
Okay. Well,
It's
I'm
just
really enjoying it.
the decisions they make are dumb as fuck. Like a lot of people are bitching that Master Chief's out of his armor. I'm not gonna lie, I don't really care about that because they made a story, they wrote the story to do that. Like it makes sense. Ackerson took the armor. He wanted him to die on Reach. But the fact that the fall of Reach is in one episode when it could have
I
been the
will
whole
say,
season
yeah,
is
I will
fucking
say that I feel
crazy.
that that episode was great. And then when it's just done, it's done. When they should have continued maybe the next episode, at least like two full hours technically of what happens. And yeah, I definitely think that that could have been better, more for sure.
It's just it's mind-boggling to me. Like even though I know it's done, I watched the episode last night, I think, and I was still going like, "Oh my God, I really hope we go back to Reach." And then they said it again, like, "No, Reach is gone." I'm like, "Dude, what the fuck?" Like, so that's really frustrating. I think Maquis is the biggest fucking MacGuffin there is, besides the stupid, keystones that show them to Reach. It's just, or I'm sorry, the Halo ring.
Yeah.
But they kind of wrote themselves in that corner because Reach only lasted an hour. I don't know.
You're a MacGuffin.
It is frustrating, but it is cool to see Chief kind of kick Oni's ass. Oni's like the biggest fucking scumbags. So,
Can I ask
people
you a
were mad that
question?
he's what?
The Arbiter is the Arbiter, right?
It's not the same one.
It's not though. Okay.
No.
Okay.
He's about to fuck Maquis though. Maquis. He's about to put it in her butt. I do like how the elites look. I do have to agree with the YouTuber Hidden Xperia that it is annoying that the Covenant ships are just so gray when they're completely purple and blue in the games. I don't know. There's just like minor things that wouldn't have been hard for them to do that piss me off. Again, I don't really care that he takes off his helmet. This show is meant to humanize the character in a different way. It's not meant to be the video game Master Chief, besides the action parts, which again they, I think they do a great job of. The Spartan threes look cool, even though I think they are still supposed to be augmented children, but they're just Marines who get armor, like Spartan fours. But those scenes look cool when they're flying towards the Corvette, the Covenant Corvette ship, and I mean, there's definitely a lot to like about the show. It's just some of the creative decisions are so fucking stupid. And it really makes you wonder why the last of the 343 leadership has a job. Her name's Kiki Wolfkill. She's like the executive producer. And just like Bonnie Ross and Frank O'Connor, we need to get rid of her too. Just fire her, get rid of her ass. These people are so fucking stupid. And I don't know. It's frustrating when you have a really, really good blueprint on what to do with a franchise and you just make it your own in the worst way possible. Like no one asked for that. And
Well, I wonder
I don't know.
if, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of stupid if you take something, it could be anything, and then you just, and you, if it's a comic book, if it's a video game, if it's whatever, a book, a novel, and you literally just copy it, copy paste.
Yeah, like a one-to-one adaptation.
Yeah, I mean,
Which I think that's the problem, is that Halo fans want that, and I really don't know why. I don't want that,
yeah, I mean, they
but
could be definitely doing stupid choices. Like, I agree with some of what you said, but I don't think they can do. I would just think that that's just kind of stupid to me. I don't know. If you really want Halo the video game, go play the fucking video game or read the fucking book and shut the fuck up.
the problem is, in a very, very short synopsis that I'll do right now, it goes from Reach to Combat Evolved, but Reach, like all the Spartan 2s basically die. You don't see any of that besides
Yeah,
Vanek.
that was, yeah.
Keyes isn't supposed to die. They
I still
literally
don't think he's
leave
dead.
Reach and they find the ring. Like, it's not that hard to write that in your TV show. I'm not even asking for Noble Team to be in there from the game. I'm not, maybe make a reference to it. I don't think it needs to be just like the games, but it shouldn't be such a deviation from the games. People are like, just call this a different show. It's kind of like this stuff with Quan and the Rumble. Like, that's the most sci-fi, typical sci-fi shit I've ever seen in any sci-fi property.
Yeah.
It's not even Halo anymore. That's the issue, is like, yes, I could go play the games, but if you're gonna take inspiration from the games, at least stick to it. I mean,
No, I agree with that.
Lord of the Rings isn't that far off, from Lord of the Rings books, and it's the best trilogy ever made and one of the most critically acclaimed series there is. So while you should not be one to one, I agree with you, Eric. You shouldn't be one to one, but you shouldn't deviate so far from the path that I'm like, what am I watching? Like, yes, it is cool to see Chief kind of hand it back to Oni, but it's still kind of stupid at the same time. Quan is
Yeah, that
just fucking kill her.
storyline,
Just kill her.
I'm done.
Let the kid die.
Kessler, yeah,
Like,
Kessler,
yeah,
and
Kessler, just
why?
kill Kessler too. I don't even care
I
if he's
agree.
like
I mean, I don't know
fucking.
about killing kids, but I can agree with
I mean,
that.
Anakin did it, and we can talk about it openly. I'm just saying.
But
It's just like,
yeah, no, I agree with that, those statements.
they've really fucked up, and it's so stupid because it wouldn't have been that hard for the Covenant just to, also chase the Pillar of Autumn to the Halo Ring. You could have had Reach, a 2-hour thing, like you said, and then they're, Noble Team's getting Cortana to the Pillar of Autumn. Like, they still could have followed some parts of the games,
Yeah.
and it would have flowed just as fine in the TV show. Like, it wouldn't have been a problem. We would have saw all these Spartans die just to make sure Chief can save humanity. That's way more impactful than a corridor for an hour, and then that's it. We're on
Yeah.
Onyx now. And Onyx is
Yeah.
cool because it's in the books, but dude, I don't know, man. It's very frustrating. It's I can't believe it. Like, I don't know. It's so weird to me how you could fuck something up so bad. But
Well,
it's still way better than season one, I'll give you that.
yeah. Well, moving from one video game franchise slash TV show to another, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the trailer. Because as a non-Fallout, I mean, I've played a very small
You
amount of
played a little bit
Fallout
of 76 with us, but
76, but I will say that what I've seen on, I watched the trailer twice, and you're playing it currently. I think it looks fucking cool, man.
so I don't know how else to say it, and I'm not trying to overhype it, but based off what we see in this trailer, this is a 10 out of 10 adaptation of the Fallout franchise. It looks so
Okay.
Fallout. Everything about it makes me feel like I know this feeling
I
when the
love this
vault's
girl.
opening in the game. Yeah, she's so hot.
And I was trying to figure out where she's from, and I did figure it out. She was from the Army of the Dead Netflix movie. She's Batista's daughter.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
She's been
You
in
know what?
other
I
things
was
too, but I knew I'd seen her somewhere. Anyways, continue.
this everything that they're doing, they make fun of you for being a vault dweller in the games. I thought all you dipshits were dead. The line, like, they're not afraid to go there. Walton Goggins' character is
Walton Goggins is
perfect.
amazing.
And someone made a really good point. One of the Fallout YouTubers, I don't remember who it is. Oh, I think it's Maddie, Mr. Maddie Plays. He made a good point that the ghoul is kind of like the vector for us as a player, because he does a lot
That's
of
the
what the
goal.
player does. Yeah.
Okay, so Walton Goggins
And
is playing the
so,
ghoul.
like, the Vault Dweller is just like the mainstream character for everyone to like watch.
This is funny.
This is funny, and I can't believe they brought that character back. I don't know what the fuck this guy's gonna do. But that's the thing too, that thumbs up that she did, like, that's how they do it in the
In
promos
the
of the
game,
game and stuff.
yeah.
And this all looks
These
spot on.
the Brotherhood, those armors, that
Yeah, the
looks
Brotherhood
fucking
of
cool,
Steel.
man.
The power armor looks amazing. Yeah, this is what See, dog meat. So that's like, that's why people think it's like he's like us, the player, because he's got dog meat and stuff, which is how you are in the game.
So Walton Goggins' character would technically be you.
I think so. I think that's what he's meant to be. I think he's meant to be us, the player.
Okay.
But all episodes releasing at the same time as well.
That too. I saw that. Thank God.
This looks crazy. So we're going to probably see a vault blow up. This looks like this is the NCR, the New California Republic. So that there's so many connections that they've made in this trailer alone that Halo's still trying to figure out. Like, that's a Yaogwai in the games. The Yaogwai are some of the most terrifying fucking creatures you can come across.
What is that?
That's a radiated axolotl or oh my god, axolotl or whatever, the stupid really adorable fish or whatever.
It doesn't look adorable. It's huge.
Yeah, it doesn't, not in that. But yeah, the game, this looks insane. Like, this looks so insanely imperfect.
And the first thing I thought of too when they're showing Santa Monica exploded, I was like, they're so close to Vegas.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, New Vegas is the game, so that's why like all this right. takes place 9 years after Fallout 4 as well. Okay. So Todd Howard worked on this project, and it's basically like Fallout 5. It's just a TV show instead. Like, that's kind of like the way they're trying to pimp it out, sort of, you know. I would say they've done an amazing job. I can't wait to watch this. I think the cast is perfect. There's a lot of references in the show that are from the games. All the sets look incredible for their, you know, budget. This is what we should have seen with other properties. I'm really glad that like this is out. Obviously, we don't know what happens. You know, we don't know how it's going to play out. It could end up shit. But as of right now, it's pretty damn good.
I mean, I think that trailer, even for me, who again has played barely any, I'm excited to watch it. And I know I wanted to hear your take on it because you and Alex are, you know, super huge fans of it. But I think it just looks, I think you're right. I mean, you know, you take a video game, like this is the video game taken to it. So I guess that's the difference, right?
Yeah. You know, there is nothing that's a different color. There's nothing that isn't shaded properly. The sets look good. Even this advertisement, this Vault Tech advertisement.
Yeah, with the police standby. Yeah, yeah.
They do that in the games. Like, the game looks like this. It's drowned out. It's muggy. It's broken. The vault opening up, it does that just like that in the game, and it feels that impactful in the game. It's, like, pretty cool to see that the first time. And then, yeah, you literally are wandering around. And then there's the stem pack that heals you. There's a bobblehead that gives you powers. And it would be funny because a lot of people are saying this. In the game, you collect them because they power you up or whatever.
The bobblehead.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be funny to see if she starts collecting them because she knows what they are. So there's just a lot of minor details that all the guns are accurate to their.
Are they?
You know, the game counterpart. There's not a gun that's not. You know, the games look like this too, where there's just old cars just fucking decimated. You know, that shot's pretty sick. It's going to be really cool to see LA fucked up. I'm like really, really looking forward to it. I think a apocalyptic LA like this in the Fallout universe is like a dream come true. It sucks because I wanted this as a game, but I guess.
So who's this character, the robot?
His name's Codsworth. He was just a robot that is either militarized or also like a servant in your house, like a butler. But he said he's going to harvest her organs, like a really funny line because they are the crazy ones that you find are crazy. Like, they're trying to kill you. But yeah, the power armor, that's the T-45 power armor. Just iconic.
I mean, I think that looks so cool.
Yeah. And you got dog meat. But even his outfit, the whole leather outfit that the ghoul is wearing, Walton Goggins, that's an outfit I can go get right now, basically, on Fallout 4. Yeah. And I'd look just like that, or 76. But yeah, so like all these, everything like just looks the way it should, like nothing looks off at all.
Then her dad what's his name? I can't think of his name. The actor, but I mean, that scene right there looks like it's going to be intense.
Yeah. So it looks that's like the first Yaogwai? Episode is going
to be, we said,
yeah, they're called Yaogwai. And that's an axolotl. So Excellent. It's this thing.
Oh, but just mutated.
Yeah, like really, really
Oh,
mutated.
yeah, and large, obviously.
He ain't gonna be friendly like that. I want one of these so bad. But yeah, so it's pretty crazy, man. I'm so excited. April 11th. It looks like it's gonna have a lot of comedy, which the games are very satire and not to be taken overly serious, but they do have good storylines. There's rad roaches. A lot of killing. There's gonna be a ton of killing for sure. But that's what he kind of Walton Goggins' character says to her, my little bloodthirsty something. So it's just gonna see her change throughout the season too, where she becomes like a player and just trying to make her way through it. But it looks like all three of their storylines are gonna come together, which I'm pretty excited about. I'm hoping they don't kill Walton Goggins because I feel like the dude's literally gonna carry the show on his back.
So do I.
So I'm hoping they don't do Bryan Cranston from the Godzilla movie thing, like just keep him in it as much as possible. But I think he will. I don't think he will die. Hopefully not. But yeah, that's the show. And then we also have as we talked about at the beginning, we're gonna wrap this up real quick with Mario Day. Today's March 10th. Yeah, happy birthday, Geeps. But yeah, so they did like a short little Mario Day trailer. With the new voice actor saying it's a me, a Mario or whatever, and it kind of sounded weird. But then we have Shigeru Miyamoto announcing, which, obviously we knew this was going to happen, but it is exciting that they are announcing it so soon with a release date that's not too far out.
What
That's
did they say,
crazy.
2026?
Yeah, April 2026, I think. It is a far out, but
Yeah,
at
2 years from now.
least they're giving themselves time to work on it. But they did announce that they're making another Super Mario Bros. Movie in partnership with the Illumination. And what do you think of that? Like, is there any storyline you hope
Well,
they follow or?
I mean, they didn't really say anything except they're making the movie.
Yeah.
But it sounded like they weren't producing this new film together. It sounded like it may
Right?
not be like the straight up sequel.
Yeah, it did
That
kind
one
of
you
sound
took,
weird. Yeah, I don't know. I did think it was kind of
which
weird as well.
I don't know if they really need to go and do a sequel
Yeah, and
necessarily.
there's no Easter eggs on this guy's desk because it's a Nintendo thing. They always do that shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very excited though. I thought the first one was great. It's a great start. I'd love to see what they do now. I still think Yoshi's Island would be fun, only because they had the egg at the end. So I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll go after the Bowser kids in the second one. There's that too, I guess.
Well, maybe the Bowser kids disrupt Yoshi's Island, or who knows?
Yeah, and there's probably something that they'll do with it. I still really do hope, and in a really funny way, this does all lead to a Super Smash Bros. thing. I still think it'd be really funny to see that. I'm still
Yeah.
curious on the live action Zelda, so we'll see how that goes.
They're still making that?
Yeah, they're still making it. But yeah, as far as the Mario trailer goes, they pretty much spent most of the time talking about the movie, but they do have a couple things that they did announce today. Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door, which was originally released on the GameCube, which is being re-released, comes out May 23rd, which is their new release time. Most Nintendo
So is
games
that
come
going
out
to
on.
be available? That's just getting re-released as a game.
Yeah, but it's like remastered. Like
Okay.
it looks a lot better. Like
I
the
want to play
whole.
this.
Yeah, me too. So we got Luigi's Mansion 2 coming out June 27th. So it looks
So
like their new
again,
release schedule is going to be on
this will be
Thursdays instead of
full, or I'm
Friday.
sorry, physical release.
Okay,
Okay. And then you got
and
the
then we
Switch
got
one.
three new Mario games coming out March 12th: Mario Golf, Dr. Mario, and Mario Tennis. That's cool. It's nice to see anything like that, Mario games be supported. But yeah, so Paper Mario, a lot of people say that's the best one they've ever made.
Yeah.
I saw a gameplay trailer from Japan. That came out today as well, and the lighting on it and the graphics look really good. I've never been a Paper Mario fan, but I'm gonna buy this regardless.
Yeah.
And then Luigi's Mansion, I heard the second one's like really good because that came out on the 3DS, I
Yeah, I
believe.
have it. I didn't play it, but I have it.
Yeah, it was apparently like really, really good, so I plan on checking that out as well. I think the first one's available, so I might have to buy it. I've never played them before, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Anything else, Eric? Oh, shit. Well, it's too late now.
What?
We didn't have like a music segment. I don't know if there's been any new music. It's really
there's
spotlight.
A ton of new music.
The intro and outro will have the Devil Wears Prada's new song, The Ritual. They're just on a good track. Can't wait to see what they do with their next album. But
yeah, that's a great song.
What else has come out that you can spotlight real quick?
I mean, the Northlane stuff's come out. We haven't talked about that. But yeah, all their stuff seems to be on the right track. They did put out that one song that was, or the newest song with the guy from Carnival, which was okay. It's fine. It's not better than the other two songs.
It's not better than the other two songs, but I still think it's pretty good. I like the chorus.
Well, yeah,
I like the melody. But the thing is, Miasma is like just a really, really knockout song, and Dante is just fuck. What a great outro.
Yeah. Kill the Lights came out with a new record. Too Close to Touch is actually really good. RIP, I forget the guy's name, Kelson or Keys, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Have you listened to that yet? It's very good.
No.
The Like Moth stuff came out, or well, it's coming out, but they released a bunch of singles.
They're so good.
Yeah, it's very
good. I really, really like them. I mean, they released a single last year that I thought should have been on the new record.
Yeah,
well, I don't know why they do that.
I don't either. There's a lot of stuff. Did you listen to, so I'm sure there's a lot of people that might, well, maybe not a lot of people, but that crazy drummer dude from Spain, El Estepario Siberiano. Did you listen to his song?
No.
He has a band, and the band name is fucking horrible, but the song's pretty good. But when you watch the video and you know you've seen so many of his videos, it's kind of depressing to, maybe not depressing, but it is like, wow, that's what you guys did. So the song is very good, right? The name of the band is called The Cost. I don't like it.
That's not that bad.
And but the drumming's solid, but for him, it's not what you would have expected. But again, the song is very, I'm sorry.
What do you mean it's for him?
Well, because every time he does a video or he does a cover, I mean, he's doing blast beats and he's showing that he can drum with one hand and this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, that guy has a band now?
Beats per minute. You know, the beats per minute when he's doing stuff like that is fucking through the roof and insane. Whereas this song, it is a very good song. I do like the singing. I like the tone of the guitars. The drumming is good, but it's just not up to that level. It's like three times slower.
Oh.
So I just thought, you know, I don't know. I guess, but he's doing something different. So if that's what everybody was looking for, I don't know. Maybe that's just, what is it? It's Fallout Revelation.
Oh, yeah, they did announce Halo Flashpoint, a new tabletop miniatures game coming out later this year. So we'll see how that goes. Fallout Revelation.
Have you watched any Shogun yet?
No, but I heard that I need to because it sounds like they might be doing a Westworld thing, and I want to see it now.
Yeah, the girl from God's Monarch, the Godzilla girl, she's in that.
Yeah.
So
she's hot.
Yeah, so that's about it. I mean, there's a lot of music coming out, but the Thornhill song was really good.
Obsession, yeah.
Boundaries is really cool. That's a good record coming out. Knocked Loose came out. Well, they put a song out, but it's coming.
And that's good. And then Idola's good so far.
Idola's been very good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good stuff coming. Ghost Inside.
Yep. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like the newest song. I had to listen to it again. I think Earn It and Drip were fine or
Drip?
Whatever.
Death Grip. The Wash It Away is my least favorite, but it's still good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then excited to see
you listen to your Halo scores, okay?
Later. I will.
I'm complaining about music. You're the worst person to talk to music about.
What do you mean?
Because you're just a hater. You like one you like one genre, maybe another subgenre of it, and then you listen to 10 bands. And when that band doesn't put out
oh,
something
it's 10
that you
now
like
instead of five.
It's really more like five, but
I listen to so many different bands, they just start to sound this similar because, you know,
Because they're all the
just
same
feel.
genre.
Yeah. I listen to a shit ton of bands. Anyways, Eric, thank you so much for being back on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we end this right now?
You know what? I'll just say this, Ryan. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks
But yeah, thank you guys
for
so much
having me,
for
bro. Thanks for taking
anytime, man.
forever, you know, and
It literally hasn't been 3 months. I don't know what you're
making
talking
me
about.
tell you to do it with me, and it's not even my podcast, and so
I'm
I
still pretty
appreciate
sure it
you.
hasn't been 3 months, but you know,
I'll double
whatever.
check that. It's been at least two and a
It's
half.
like probably a month, if that.
Maybe.
Anyways, thank you so much for being on. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you've made it this far, please leave a rating down below. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, if you're on Spotify, hit the rating button right on the page. Share this with a friend, tell a friend, have a good day, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Bye.
Another day, the same disguise. It's like we lived it all before. How do you hope when everyone lies? No one looks me in the eyes. Shut me out, close the door.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.